Hi guys, welcome to the Vita Vicente podcast. Today we have a very special guest. I believe it's of people's interest, so stay with me. You won't regret it. He ran for office in the States. He didn't make it, but he has a lot to tell. So what better than bring you to this podcast, and you know, you understand the frustrations of someone who ran for office and failed. So stay with me. There's no better person than someone who was thinking to be number one in Planet Earth and then end up just doing videos on the internet.
Jeffrey.
What?
Jeffrey, we're here. He's a slippery fish, this Vitor. He's all over the place, constantly traveling, talking to interesting people, and we're here to steal your podcast, Vitor.
Oh,
I'm also here.
I was not expecting that.
Well, of course not. We are ninjas in the night, hunting down podcasts to steal, such as yours.
No one expects the Spanish Inquisition.
That's right, Jeffrey.
Why am I here?
Inquisition. That's scary. That's scary. Where is it going?
Well, what we need you to do is go to your favorite wine bar, right? So go check out your dating apps and find somebody to go connect with at a local coffee shop, and then go have a nice coffee with them. And we're gonna take. Don't worry, we're gonna take over your podcast. We're gonna give you a break. Nothing to worry about.
That's a very good excuse. If it's all about wine, I can just walk away. Okay, you made it.
Why not?
It's all yours.
Perfect. I love it. All right. Well, if you also, I do have this gift card to Dave and Buster's. If you want to go to Dave and Buster's,
why not? I will take it with me. Yeah. Okay.
All right. All right. Bye, Vita.
Bye.
That was easy, Jeff.
Well, I didn't do anything.
You, I know, but you came in on a really easy one. He was ready to go. Like I said, as soon as I brought up the dating apps, he was on it. He knew what I was talking about.
I really think it was the wine.
Wine too. All right, let's get this show on the road.
All right.
I've been searching for the answers. The answers to the truth. This room is darker than ever. Without you, without you. I need to figure it out. Cause you're my way out. You're my pain. Questions to the truth. This room is darker than ever. Without you, without you.
Oh, welcome to the show, Vitor. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm here with my cat, so I couldn't be in a better companion.
Oh, very good. Ah, yes, Hana Cat. How is he?
He's okay. I mean, he's not that happy that I'm paying him attention, but I think he knows I have a duty that I cannot skip. So it's all good.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you're a well-traveled gentleman. You've lived in many countries, and you've been to the States for work occasionally.
Are you an assassin?
What?
Are you an assassin?
Yeah, are you an assassin, Vitor?
I'm an assassin. I mean, that's something that I wouldn't tell on camera, so I the only answer is no. On camera, I have to say no.
Oh, he got you, Jeff. He got you.
Well, that's fine. I'm not filming him, so this isn't on camera.
Oh, no. Come on. I did my hair. I did my hair for
you. You did your hair.
Don't tell me.
It looks so good. It looks so good.
Yeah. What a disappointment. You know, I spent half of the day in the barber And now it's not recorded. Jeez.
Well, I mean, you got business, you got business in the front and party in the back, right?
Yeah, and it's still, I mean, I can still go out tonight. It's Saturday night here in Dublin.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There's still a reason to, yeah, yeah. Okay.
There you go.
That's right. So why start podcasting? What brought you to the point where you were like, I have an idea, I have a show I want to do, it's my show, and this is what I'm going to do. How did that all start for you?
And who are you trying to kill?
Right.
What am I trying to kill, or who did I kill?
Who are you trying to? Like, I don't want to get into like what you did. That's illegal.
Yeah, and that's already passed. It doesn't matter much. Well, right. Everyone that dislikes my cat is in the list. So,
if you're a dog person, you're dead.
Right,
you're dead
on my list.
Don't even come near. You know, it's a very bad idea.
You see him run near, away. See a guy and he's got like really nice hair, you just run away.
Yes. And if I have fur, if that guy has fur on his coat, don't go any near that guy.
Oh, no.
He'll be dead.
Dead.
Actually, my neighbor, he has a big dog. I didn't see him for the last 2 weeks, but I'm not going to tell you what happened.
Wait, your neighbor or the dog?
Is it because you killed him and that's why you haven't seen him for 2 weeks?
I'm fine with the dog. I'm just not fine with dog people. That's a different thing. Yeah.
That's interesting. you don't like dog people, but you're fine with dogs. That's wow. That's a thinker.
Yeah, yeah. That applies to many things. You know? People are into things, but it's more themselves that are an issue, not the thing that they adore. You know, like people who are. Yeah, yeah.
What an interesting way to like. All right. Usually people would be like, "I hate dogs," so and then, but no,
kill them
like,
all. Dogs and dog owners. Fuck them. No, and I'm okay with dogs. They're innocent.
Dogs, I'm okay with, but if you own a dog, I hate you. You're dead.
I mean, they always say that the dog owners, depending on who has the dog will take on a similar personality to the owner. So sometimes the person is pretty okay, and then they have an okay dog, and then you got a douchebag of a human being, and they got a douchebag of a dog.
Wait, so is this why there's like so many like dog orphans around your area because you kill them?
Dog orphans.
Like the dogs that are orphans because he kills the dog people.
Ah, I see.
Dog daddies.
How much do you get paid to kill a dog person?
Nothing.
I think he does it for fun, I think.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, for fun.
Okay.
And for free.
The principle.
There's nothing better than doing things for free and for fun. Because it's all about you. Yeah.
Charity's important. Charity's very important.
If you like what you do, you never work a day in your life.
Right.
That's Steve Jobs, isn't it?
You said Steve Jobs.
I think so. I mean, it sounds like
smart. I think that is Steve Jobs. I think you're right.
Tracy Morgan.
Nope.
Who's Tracy Morgan?
He's an American comedian.
Yeah, he's.
I'd say he.
He probably has a dog. I think so. You wouldn't like him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but he has a nice scent. I thought it was a she, but. You never know these days, you know, if it's a he or she, a cat.
Yeah.
You never know. And you have to ask, just not to make people upset, you know. You have to ask first.
Excuse me, ma'am, are you a cat?
That's offensive. You can't ask that in 2024.
Watch me.
Yeah, if someone identifies as dog owner, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Identify as a dog person?
It's like, you can stop right there. You can stop right there. Whatever you're going to say is trash. Walk away.
How much of that is happening in the States?
A lot. It's very difficult to navigate because me and Jeff, we're brothers and we're not about rocking the boat, but
only by blood.
Yeah. Only by blood. We're brothers. And, so in this new age of multiple genders, people can say and claim whatever they want. It's very confusing, you know, because for me specifically, it's basically if you're not hurting anybody and you aren't trying to like preach to children that they need to get surgery if they feel like, you know, they're not comfortable in their own skin, like, then you need to cut it out. But if, like, you're an adult and you can make your own decisions about how you affect your own life, as long as you're not hurting anybody, live how you want to live. But don't think that because you identify as a woman, if you get arrested, you're going to a woman's prison. You know?
Yeah. I thought with all this dog owner killing that I would end up in a prison full of women, but it's not happening. Oh, that's a big disappointment. You know?
Well, just don't get caught.
Yeah, that's just don't get caught, and then you're fine, right?
No, but I want to be caught and end up in a prison with multiple women. That's my objective. You know, I never had a threesome or anything like that. I'm 41. Fair. You know, I'm running out of time.
You're running out of time at 41.
Let's get you into a woman's prison. Let's do it.
Maybe I'm just pessimistic. Yeah.
Let's get you into a cat cafe stat.
You're pessimistic. You're already halfway to being a woman, which will get you into prison anyway. So, like, in a women's prison. So, like, you're good. So, we'll get you there. We'll figure out something.
I think.
Got to be careful with those wine bars.
Got to be careful with the wine bars.
I stayed with a cat, so I didn't go anywhere. So, I'm safe.
Yeah.
At least for tonight, I'm safe. Yes. You know, if I would be out with my fancy hair, maybe I would end up in trouble. Yeah. But.
I mean, I wish you would. Like, I feel like you got all dressed up. Like, I feel like you should go out.
You gotta do the frosted tips.
No, that was like 2001. We don't want to do that.
98, 99.
Yeah, we're good.
I'm still on time to go out. Yeah, and you know, Dublin good. Is a 24/7.
I've been to Dublin.
You've been to Dublin. How did you find it?
I liked it a lot. It was great. I went, did all the, you know, touristy things, went to Guinness but like they had some great, like just like bar streets. Like, I think I ran into like a country bar, like it was just like, why would they have that in Ireland? But of course they would.
Like American country, like,
yeah.
Oh,
yep. It was like, I never left from the little I got from Dublin. I really liked it. I thought it was, like, of course you had, like, the two sides of town or whatever.
Would you like to do the honky-tonk boogie?
No, that's hello. Not how that
would you like a Bud Light, sir? Would you like a Bud Light?
I don't think there's any Bud Light there. It's either a Guinness, and then if you're, like, feeling frisky, you get a Heineken.
We got Coors. Do you like Coors?
Coors does not exist in Ireland, so.
you can find it, but no one is drinking it, but
they use it to wash their hands.
No, it's really bad. Exactly. When it's terrible when Coors is the import. Like, you know, you're like, it's expensive and it's terrible. No, thank you.
Oh, right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And that Bud Light is that woke beer. You know,
It didn't used to be Vidor. It did not used to be. It used to be a man's beer. And then there was a debacle with some marketing campaigns.
Oh, I did a whole report on it. So, but I'm just like, just drink what you like.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm all about that.
I think I've tried it once. It tasted like shit.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
one of that. Yeah.
was that when you were in Arizona?
No, when I was in Arizona, it was mostly whiskey. Like, I never had that much whiskey in a week. You know, I was pretending I was working during the day, you know, from 9 to 5, you know, like nodding to people and, trying to show some signs of enthusiasm. And from 6 o'clock till who knows when, we were just drinking, you know, whiskey continuously. So that was great. That was great. I can't remember what whiskeys I drank, but they were all good.
That's the point.
Make me happy. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been to many a whiskey fest where I was like, I like this whiskey. And it's like, what was it called? The next day I was like, I have no idea. I don't know. It was really good though. Yeah. So good.
Well, we're here at the Vitor Vicent podcast interviewing Vitor Vicent.
You have a very good Portuguese accent. Huh? Look at you. You've been talking to my mom. You know what about me. You know how to pronounce my name.
Well, I do research. I'm a professional, believe it or not. do you have any other questions for us?
Ask me anything.
Ask you anything. Yeah, you guys are in, don't get offended with this if I'm wrong, are you in Indiana?
No, we can't say that. We can't divulge that information. Sorry. Ask us anything else.
No. You already answered that. Sorry. That's tomorrow. I'm actually interviewing tomorrow in my podcast an American writer who is in Indiana.
Our dad's in Indiana.
Yeah. No, it's not him. Who's
Are
the
you
author?
Interviewing our dad?
No, he's not an author.
Well, maybe he identifies as an author.
That's a fair point. That's a very fair point.
That's good.
You never know people until they have the ability to tell who they are.
So, you're absolutely right.
No assumptions. No assumptions. Assumptions are from only bigots do assumptions.
I've learned a lot today. Never assume.
Yes, because you know what they say about assuming.
Actually, I'm looking at my cat. Maybe he identifies as a frog. So I should be careful.
Well, I mean, with the amount that those dang cats vomit in the middle of the night, you'd think that they were a frog. Isn't that the worst?
Yes.
We all own cats. We all know what it's like. You're trying to get some sleep. All of a sudden, you're gah, 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 gah.
Well, I kick my cat out. So
all of a sudden, Arnold Schwarzenegger breaks into your house.
No. How did you get constipated or Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Damn it.
Are you guys into soccer? Or not much.
Football?
No.
Football, yeah. No.
Well,
I was just thinking if it would be Inter Miami fans.
Our younger brother is. He's a big soccer fan.
Yeah.
The guy who got food poison.
Guy who got what?
Food poison. Jeremy.
Oh, no. Jeremy's our cousin. And he's not into soccer.
We don't claim him.
Not into football.
He might be. You don't know.
He's not.
Actually, he might be.
Again,
he's
no
not.
Assumptions, guys. No actually, assumptions.
No assumptions.
That's probably why he's not playing. He's not here today is because he's watching soccer.
He's watching football.
Yeah, or Ted Lasso.
Well, soccer can mean many things. Maybe soccer in OnlyFans. You never know what kind of balls it's interested in.
It could be those kind of balls. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Don't assume.
Yeah. Milky balls.
You know what they say, Vitor, about assume? It makes an ass out of you and me.
No, it makes an ass out of Michael. That's what it means.
When you assume. Okay, thanks, Jeff.
No, well, that's what it means. I'm just telling you.
Is
like,
it,
I'm just being helpful.
Is it what it
yeah,
means?
Yeah, no, I think... I'm pretty sure. Hang on. Let me think about it.
That's not what it means.
No, that's what it means.
Really.
If you assume it makes out of ass out of Michael. Hang on. Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure I'm right about this.
I don't know. I don't see it. I don't see it.
Yeah, it's ass and then U and then M stands for Michael. It and E stands for the sound you make when you find out you're an ass.
E.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
sure
I can't argue. I can't argue with that logic.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure. It's not even my logic. I think, like, I've heard this before.
Oh, it's a well-known idiom.
Yeah, everyone knows this.
Okay.
Vitor, you know this?
What? The?
Yeah, he knows it. He's on board.
I was trying to follow that logic, but I...
Don't need to. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You don't need to follow it. Just know I'm a cat person, not a dog person. So just follow that.
Please don't hurt me. I have a cat. He's right here.
Yes, he relies on me for insulin and food.
I hope that if the World War III starts, they won't blame on me because it seems that I'm...
That's cool. Can we just say if World War III happens, like we're all on a team, like we'll just be on a team right now?
Oh,
just
yeah.
Call it.
Oh, yeah. We'll meet up in Indiana.
We'll stick together.
Yeah.
We'll stick together.
Yeah. I'll bring my cat. You bring yours. Michael, bring his cat. And we'll...
I mean, you think we'll bring about our cat. Cats are the best at catching birds, other than any other animal on the planet. They are contributing to the de-birding of most of the world, cats. So they're great for food.
Michael's saying cats are great for food. That's weird.
No, no. Right, so Michael, you don't eat the cat, Jeff. You train the cat to bring you doves.
Michael, so you sound like a real, like a real dog person.
In China. I think in China. I mean, they eat everything, so... Why not eating cats?
Yeah.
They would eat us if we would be there. Actually, I was in China myself. It's a very strange place, guys. I don't know if you have been or not.
No,
but I like it to an extent. But it's weird. Like from the moment you are on the border, you feel that there is something, I don't know, very strange about the atmosphere and the people and everything. Yeah.
Something's afoot.
In China. China.
No.
China. I'm Tracy Morgan.
You sound like Tracy Morgan trying to do Trump, so you need to stop.
I need to know that Tracy Morgan. No. I cannot go back.
Don't waste your time.
He's an American national treasure. So
he did get a bunch of money in a lawsuit associated with him surviving a bus crash.
Yeah, him and Walmart are big good friends.
Yeah.
Is he a relative of Piers Morgan? You know, the British.
No. Nope.
Maybe way back when. I mean, oh, but you can't say.
Wait. Sure. Maybe they're married. They share the same surname.
No, I think you're onto something.
You know what? You're right. Don't assume. That's the big takeaway. Don't assume.
An ass out of Michael.
Don't make an ass out of me, everyone. And me. That's right. Right. You're right, Jeffrey. The M-E and assume. Don't make an ass you me.
Ass. The biggest understand. Piece of news
is Piers Morgan is married to, what's his name again? Tracy Morgan. That's a bombastic news of the evening.
Yep. Breaking news.
Wow.
Yeah, we have to put it on the podcast title. You know? It will get a lot of attention.
If you put Tracy Morgan found out and Piers Morgan related.
Yep. Yeah. It's going to go viral. No cats, no dogs, no killings. That one.
I think we get a lot of hate mail. Like, I don't even get mail, but I'm pretty sure I would get hate mail.
I want to send a note to Tracy Morgan to say, "Be careful, Vitor Vicente is coming for you."
You have a cat.
He's get
a cat.
You.
If you don't have a cat, get a cat.
With Piers Morgan.
Piers Morgan's gonna be there too.
Piers Morgan wants his name back, bitch.
I wonder who's older. I wonder who's older.
It's Piers Morgan. He's an older. He's in his fifties, like late fifties.
But so is Tracy Morgan. He's 50. Okay, Piers Morgan is 59.
All right. I think he beat him.
55. Tracy Morgan's 55. Yeah, Piers has got him by 4 years.
Tune into next year when we discuss who's older again, Piers Morgan or Tracy Morgan.
But you I don't know. Tracy
maybe
Morgan,
this time he'll be. Maybe he'll catch him. You don't know.
He could. He could say that he identifies as a 60-year-old man.
But why?
So he could beat.
Just to get a discount on airline fares or something.
Oh yeah, rental cars and movie tickets. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Strip shows.
Eat at Denny's. You get the senior discount.
Oh yeah.
That's a good strategy, like to get some savings. Saying I identify as a pensioner who is coming from a discriminated family.
Well, I identify as 75. Where's my social security?
Yes.
So Jeff, you're here on the Vitor Vicente podcast. And you and I are stealing it. He's here.
Open book. I'm an open book.
You were in the Air Force.
Nope. Can't say that.
I can.
Can't talk about it.
Cut that.
Cut that. I can't.
We can't talk about the fact that you were in the Air Force?
No. It's a secret.
What? It's a secret?
All right. Next question.
You suffer from anxiety really bad. Tell us about that.
Well, it all stemmed from when people thought I was in the Air Force, and it scared me. So now I'm really nervous about it.
I'm not cutting any of that.
That I can't talk about, though, that I wasn't in. That I wasn't even... Who even said Air Force? You guys are crazy.
I did.
Oh, yeah. That's not... I don't even...
You're a veteran. You're a veteran who fought with the military.
I'm a veterinarian. You get it confused.
That's not true at all.
Animals. I love cats.
We made that joke with Ben Brainerd.
I'm a cat lover and I fix cats and no dogs because fuck those dogs. Or no, dogs are fine.
Dogs are fine.
Fuck the dog people. The dog people are trash. If I ever saw one, he needed help, I wouldn't even help him.
I would still fuck a lady who has a dog. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not picky.
Or a
That's
dude.
That's not the problem, really. If it's about sex, I mean, we can be very tolerant. We don't care if they're into dogs or if they are vegans and all that, you know. If it is to get laid, then that's a different story.
Yeah, absolutely.
As a veterinarian, Wise I have words. To save every life that comes across my desk because I have a desk and that's where I do my saving.
What saving?
For the pets. I save the pets on my desk.
On your desk. Wait, you right. As in like taxidermy? Other than
getting laid.
Getting laid. Okay.
I lay the pets down and then I fix them.
I would love to get laid. That sounds great. Let's talk more about that.
Okay. So who is your ideal man?
So how do I get laid, guys? Let's figure it out.
Well, I think you're open to
dating apps and wine bar, no? That's how we started.
When did you get your hair done last?
I got my hair done last, actually, ironically, when I went on a date with a woman.
What was his name? Sorry, we have different questions.
Nope.
Answer mine first. What was his name?
It was not.
And when?
Nope, it was not him. It's not a man. It was a lady.
The name, then? What was the name?
I'm not telling you her name.
Tell me the name.
I'm not doing it. But that's the last. That's the last time with? I got my hair. What does it rhyme with?
Does it rhyme with Jim?
Nope.
Does it rhyme with Ryan? Chuck.
It rhymes with Spelina. No, Jeff, don't say it out loud.
Sorry. Wait. So you said All right. Cool.
That was the last lady I went on a date with.
Was he a dog person?
She had a dog and a cat.
What? Oh, okay. Vitor, what do you do when they have a dog and a cat?
Go. What do you do?
I just get rid of the dog. Oh. I mean, that's an easy one.
So yeah, you say you like the dog. You say you like the dog. You have no problem with the dog, but like she's at least half a dog person.
Yeah, but if you are divided between the cats and dogs, then the issue is the dog.
I think the cat's gonna outlive the dog. We're just gonna turn this into a waiting game, right? Turn it into a waiting game.
Vitor, you're a very complex person. I appreciate that about you.
I am. Yeah. That's a condition.
Hi, everybody. Future Michael here. Just want to tell you about our band of the week. They are called
Unity.
Unity with a capital T. Check out their song that we use today. It's called Pain Relief. And we're brought to you by Dungeon Studios, makers of 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons modules. Not only that, but podcasts like The Game and Nerd News. Also, there's a new podcast that we have out that's called
Fables from the Forgotten.
That's right, and it's not a show made for kids, is it?
No.
Why?
Because there's bad words and scary stuff.
Yeah, maybe. Check out Fables from the Forgotten. All right, I think that's it. You say goodbye.
Goodbye.
There's a lot of anxiety about it. We can talk about my anxiety through this condition and all that, and maybe I can get some benefits, my trauma and all that, you know?
Yeah, Jeff, how are you dealing with your anxiety?
My anxiety?
Because, like, let's be like, jokes aside, you do have chronic anxiety, and I don't, and we grew up together. We're brothers. We grew up in the same family. I'm curious
only
to find out.
Only by blood.
Yep, and raising by our mother together. So
I don't remember that.
It's difficult.
Question for Jeff.
Yeah.
Why do you keep highlighting that you are only brothers by blood? What are you trying to?
It's just a reflex. It all stems from my mother issues. It stems from Michael had a dog. I have a cat, but now Michael has a cat. He's fine now.
I did have a dog for a number of years.
Yeah. Did Michael tell you that? Did he divulge that information to you, Vitor?
No, it was just now that I was told that.
I'm still processing.
But yeah.
It's okay. So let me. We did have a very bumbly, happy little boy. His name was Murphy, and we had this dog for a number of years. Living, this is me and my ex-wife and my daughter. We had a dog, and one day we found this cat. The cat found us. The cat just decided it was going to be our cat. So we I say we, I adopted the cat. My daughter fell in love with the cat. I fell in love with the cat. My ex-wife, now ex-wife, was allergic to cats, but she begrudgingly let us take in this cat. And the dog did very well with the cat. The dog even loved the cat.
Oh, this dog was a cool dog.
He was a really good. His name was Murphy, and he was this squishy little boy. And
he was a cat at heart. I think he was a cat. He was a cat at heart, I think. Which is an Irish name, so.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, yeah. Maybe that's an Irish dog. Okay, so that's it fine. If the dog is Irish, then the owner is safe.
Man.
Oh, thank
the
God.
Layers, the layers for you, Vitor, just keep adding up.
I know. I'm glad I'm in the loophole.
Well, I mean, I get it. Like, it makes total sense if you think about it. Irish dogs, fine. Dog owners, terrible people. Michael, I don't know. I guess I don't know what Vitor thinks about you right now. Like, well, he probably hates you.
Still, never say okay. If the dog is called Murphy, then they're fine.
Ah, thank you.
Okay.
God.
All right. We're good then. All right.
I can hear him scratching a name off of a list right now.
Right. I mean, you're off the shit list.
Right.
Yeah, okay. So next dog has to be named like O'Brien.
Right, or McMillan.
Our last name's Riley, so like we're already like I went to Ireland and I was like, yeah, my last name is Riley. Nobody gave a shit.
Right,
not one person who was like, oh, my long lost Irish brother. Nothing. I got nothing. And, they were not impressed.
You didn't make a TikTok out of that saying they are racist with you. You are being mistreated.
No, I don't. Facebook is about the extent of my social media. I got that back in like 2008 and that stuck with it. So I don't have the TikTok. I don't know the hoochie whatevers or the, you know,
Jeff's the apps. Only on Vine. He's only on Vine now.
Oh, I like the Vines. I like how
Instagram.
They, yeah. No. In
MySpace.
No, I did have a MySpace. I was really cool. I was friends with Tom. How about you guys?
Oh yeah. I was friends with Tom.
Yeah,
everybody was.
Yeah,
we didn't see eye to eye though. I think he seemed like an asshole.
He never talked to me. He didn't respond to any of my messages ever.
Right. I was like, I have a friend. Immediately, let me talk to him. And I got nothing. I was like, are you like? Do you have fingers? Can you, you know, use your keyboard? I'm pouring my heart and soul out to you. He knows more things about me than you will ever find out on this interview podcast.
Oh, yeah, than like, I would ever know, wholeheartedly.
He knows the deep, dark secrets. He knows where the bodies are buried. I miss you, Tom.
Let it out. Let it out, Jeffrey.
I miss you.
It's one of those secrets. Like,
I'm with you. This is a space for friends. One of
those dark secrets.
Okay, next question, please.
So how do you deal with your anxiety, Jeff?
Oh, deal with my anxiety.
Yeah, that's why we're interviewing. That's why you're on the Vitor Vicent podcast today, Jeff, is to find out how does one deal with the horrific, terrible, debilitating issue of anxiety.
Well, I would disagree with you. I don't think it's horrific. Like, I think a certain level of anxiety is good for people. Like,
oh,
you know,
of course. I'm not going to argue with that. But like, you have crippling anxiety. I would say.
Yeah. Yes, I am crippled. Thank you. No, I wasn't. What I was diagnosed with was I have anxiety, but I was depression really is the.
Oh, is the, okay. So tell us about your sadness.
Oh, right. So you know how like some people are happy?
Yes.
All right. So like I'm like sometimes sad.
But why though?
I don't know. That's the thing, man. That's what depression is. It's like even you'd ask yourself, you're like, I feel like shit. And you're like, why? And you're like, I don't know. Like everything could be going your way. And you know, you just don't feel it. Like you just feel like shit. You'd be like, I need a minute. Like I need some time. And they'd be like, people be like,
well,
why?
Maybe like, all you need, Jeff, is a dog. Maybe that's all you need.
No, I'm not going to get killed by you. I'm not doing it. I'm not.
I was prepared to go your way.
If you're going to kill me, you got to figure out a different reason. It's not because I have a dog.
And it happens on my terms.
That's right. If I'm going to die, it's because of my truth. But I mean, there are some times where there are like, you know, buried deep down feelings and stuff. And that's what you're supposed to, you know, discover with a therapist and stuff. But sometimes it's just a chemical imbalance.
Yeah.
Like sometimes it's just you don't feel good, you know?
Yeah.
Like you just you want to stay in bed all day, or you just, you know, you feel like the worst thing's ever happened to you. Like, but nothing's happened.
Yeah.
And so you kind of sit there and you're like, I can't really function
in your head. You know,
it is. It's absolutely. But like, yeah. And then you're meant to go and like, you go to work or whatever. And they're just like, well, what's wrong? And you don't have like you don't have an answer. So, but the anxiety, it's easy, you know, for anxiety, just take 3 shots of whiskey and you'll be fine.
Oh, but not for depression. That makes that worse. I'm assuming.
Right. But like, if you're anxious, go to the Guinness brewery.
Yeah. Have you been when you were here?
I have. I'm raising my hand. I have. I got very drunk there because we bought like all these tickets, and then like they all got you like free beer. And then I was with my wife and my mother-in-law, and they didn't like Guinness, or they didn't like beer too much. So like they tried it, and then gave me their beers. So by the time I left Guinness, I was like 6 beers deep. Ooh, I have a doorbell.
Come on, six is nothing for
Oh my God, it's Vitor. Vitor's outside your house, Jeff. Vitor's ringing your doorbell.
I can smell the dog.
I don't have a dog. There's no dog. 0 dogs here.
But that is you.
Oh, it's Jeff.
Please. I mean, just because I smell like it's 2024.
So how do you deal? How do you deal when you have those moments? You just ride it out? Is that like, what advice could you give to somebody who's maybe dealing with
which emotion?
The depression.
Oh, I mean,
how do you deal with it?
It depends. Sometimes I'll just call out of work. Like I'll just, you know, you need a day. Like if you need a day, you need a day.
Yeah.
So
now you said you've been starting a meditation practice. Do you find that meditating has been helping with that at all?
I tried it once. It did seem to help. It was very relaxing, but I was doing like a YouTube one, and it was, you know, it was nice until
YouTube ads.
No, there was no YouTube ads, but like it was just like that you're put into almost like a trance, and then like you're just breathing and listening to like this nice music, and no matter how softly they come back, it scares the shit out of you. They're like, you know, you're hearing this like, and then all of a sudden they're like, okay, and you're just like, holy shit.
Have you considered hypnotism?
No, I don't believe in that. I mean, I wouldn't be open to that. I know it exists, but like, I wouldn't.
What about yoga?
I'm not flexible at all.
Well, not with that attitude.
It's about your mind. It's not about your body. You know?
Yeah.
I would just be in like the fetal position, be like, yoga.
Baby pose.
Right. Like when I wasn't in the Air Force, I can't talk about that.
Yeah,
I was, you know, tasked.
Were you doing yoga?
Yeah, I was tasked with running PT or like our PT for the day, and so like I didn't want to do anything, so I decided to do yoga as mine. But I know nothing about yoga, so I'd be sitting out there. I'm like, okay, guys, let's do the angry flamingo, and then I would just like do some like easy like kind of weird pose. I'd be like, this is a 30 count exercise. Just breathe. And then I would just pick like, this is the angry rhinoceros, or this is the ticklish penguin. Like, and
do a downward dog. Don't you fucking do it.
That was the last time I ran PT. So yeah. It was very relaxing and I didn't have to run. So that was nice.
Do you find being funny is one of your biggest ways of coping with depression? Because you're overall a very funny person. So do you think that stemmed from some of the depression is a way to battle it by being clever and funny?
No, I was just born this way.
Funny or depressed?
Yes.
Okay.
We're on the same page, I think. I think we're, yeah.
I find it strange.
What do you find strange?
For me in my life, this is me talking about my experiences. I've had very sad, terrible things happen to me in my life that made me very, very depressed. But I always found, you know, acceptance, dealing with those stimuli head on and understanding what it is and how to, you know, it doesn't fall into the whole chemical imbalance thing when it comes to depression. It's more of like depressed via stimuli. So I did for a moment in my life get to understand what that felt like to just be sad. I was able to find the reason, you know, and through understanding that reason and a lot of insightful thinking into my own life, I was able to combat that over time and begin a healing process. But I think for a lot of people, that's not the case. They can't pinpoint it, therefore they can't do any of those steps. Do you think that doctors should automatically be involved in situations like this where depression is kind of just part of their life? It's just part of their daily things. I mean, do you think talking about it is helpful? You know, some people say, you know, if you're sad, talk about it, talk to somebody, vent, you know, or is it just automatically, you know, go get some medicine? Medicine is going to help you because talking about it just doesn't. I mean, well, how should people proceed?
Okay, so the main thing with that is like you want to go from, you know, you want to go from small to big, like changes. So first small change would be talk about it. Sure. Like shoot the shit. Be like, maybe, or even like write down your feelings, put it in a journal. I don't know. Which I guess everyone does now because that's what, you know, social media is. But So short of that, you're not feeling good, go talk to somebody, talk to a, you know, licensed psychologist who might be able to, you know, guide you into talking about what maybe is bothering you, but you don't even want to tell yourself that, you know, that's what's bothering you. And then finally should be like, you know, we can give you some medicine, because a lot of times people like to throw medicine at problems and that's not great.
Yeah, I think, yeah, if it's something that you can work through without getting medicated, I do the same thing with like my ADHD, you know.
Unless it's Guinness, that's good.
Yeah, Guinness is you can heal most everything with Guinness, right?
Basically a medicine, so.
It's basically medicine.
I think so.
What's the difference between sadness and depression? Can we say that sadness or depression is a sadness that doesn't go away?
Sure. But like I don't know, there's broader strokes to it. It's not like so much like you have this huge thing that's bothering you.
It's an unknown thing that's bothering you.
It's like waves in the tide. I don't
ebbs and flows, ups and downs, peaks and valleys.
Ebbs and flows, ups and downs, and every time something different is washing up. Like it's, I don't know. It's a stupid analogy.
It's a cycle. It's kind of a cycle.
Maybe. It just, I don't know. Like,
yeah.
For some people, you're not trying to understand why. You're just, sometimes you just feel that way and you hold on. And you know that at some point like, it has to get better. In other cases, there are instances where, like, you know, people are like burdened by hidden truths or things that happened in their past or things that bothered them that they didn't even know that, you know, bothered them. And that's what the good of talking about it is. But for, you know, someone who is chronically depressed, that's when they throw the medication at you. Like I've known people who, you know, something bad has happened, just one little thing, like not even a big deal to anybody else, but just to them, like something that you wouldn't even be like, okay, so what? But like they have to go
the soul crushing.
Not soul crushing, but
for
like
that, for that person.
I mean, yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, kind of like to where like it just fucks you up, and so you have to go and try to not even understand it, but like at least talk it out and say this is why it bothers me. Not necessarily like anything bad happened to them to where someone else would have to say they're sorry, but that something happened that, you know, really shouldn't, you know, on paper shouldn't be a bad thing, but like it does bother them and they have to discover why.
Yeah.
And figure that out.
It's all about I think it's all about the big picture, because it's not only what is visible that matters, but the whole context, the background, what the person went through. Because sometimes we are bothered, let's say, by the neighbor's dog, but it's not the neighbor's dog, it's something else.
Okay, we get it. The neighbor is a dog person, he's an asshole. We get it.
Yeah, that's a simple thing. That's a simple
son of a bitch.
Yeah.
As a dog.
But I see what he's saying.
That's a good reason to be depressed, that you are living next to a dog owner.
Now,
to just get rid of him.
Jeff,
fuck that dude.
Could you say potentially...
Who says it's a dude? It's going to be a woman. Like, you need to be very careful with assumptions.
Nine times out of ten. Don't assume, Jeff.
You know what?
God damn it.
I'm pretty sure your soulmate's like a dog owner. Like, I'm going to say it right now.
Vitor, you know you're getting set. One of these days, the perfect woman's going to come along. She's like, I have 7 dogs. And you're going to go, I am changing how I'm looking at the world.
No, not even that.
My girlfriend, she's mad for dogs.
There you go.
But she has no option. We already have a cat, so yeah. The place is filled, so there's no room for dog. So she accepted the deal. So yeah.
Well, I mean, you could like compromise and get like the cat like a dog costume, like for Halloween or something.
But Jeff, you were right.
I know, Jeff, you were right. Lady doth. Oh, he protested too much.
Protested too much.
I was trying to say the lady doth protested, but I didn't want to call him a lady because that's not right.
Right.
But like that phrase, the lady doth protest too much. You're going to have a dog in like the next 5 years for sure. and then you're going to be like the biggest dog person and you're come back on the podcast and be like, I'm a dog person, guys. And we're like, we have to revise everything.
So this is an intervention.
And then I'm going to go after the cat owners. Because it's my past, so yeah,
which I'm gonna let you right now.
Talk about the trauma.
By the time that happens, my cat will be dead, so I'm good. Michael's probably not.
Yeah, my cat will outlive me.
Let's just calm down with the killing of the people. Let's just calm down.
Is there, for someone who suffers from something like this, would you be able to wholeheartedly tell anybody, and therefore also tell yourself at the same time, that there is hope?
No, give up. No, I'm just kidding.
Don't be a pussy.
No. I mean, because that makes us cat people. But as much as like people tell you medication's terrible, sometimes it's good. And if it's like chronic and you can't figure out why and things like that, there's value to
seeking
medication.
Help. Talking to somebody.
Seek help immediately, like seek help anyway, but like I'm saying, as far as you know, there's psychologists who will first try to get you to pinpoint why, but sometimes there's no why, there just is. So then that's when you go to the medication that's trying to fix, the chemical imbalance.
How do you know if the professional is the right person for you? Because, there are plenty of psychologists out there and you can sit with A and he's not helpful. It with B and he's okay and C is fine. What makes a good one for you?
I would say like someone you can talk to. Like sometimes you talk to somebody and you're like, okay, I'm here, and like you're just like, I just don't want to open up to this person. Like you have to feel comfortable with them. It's a lot like dating. Like sometimes you go talk to somebody and it's not a fit, and if you
there
don't feel comfortable,
should be a Tinder for therapy.
You're right. There should be
a therapist. Mm-hmm. Let's start that up. We're gonna make millions.
I don't think I don't know. It'd be like, listen, I don't know whether this is a date or not, but here I brought some food. I brought some Chinese takeout. They're like, this isn't a date. This is a therapy session.
I brought Marlo.
Like, I'm so confused right now.
I found a nice Chianti.
All right. You're very pretty. You're nothing like on your profile, but I can work with it. Like, again, this isn't a date. You need it. We are talking professionally about your issues. And you're just like.
I actually met my girlfriend through a dating app, and she's a psychologist. I haven't said that. Yeah.
Holy crap.
She's a psychologist herself,
I mean, does she use it against you?
Oh, of course.
Very much.
Of course. Very much. Yeah. Of course they do. That's a suit. That's a, they got a superpower, is what it is.
Wait. Yeah. So, wait. I have an important question to ask. It's very, 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 very important. Mm. Are you a cat person or is she?
Me, I'm for sure a cat person, and she's a converted. If that makes sense. She wasn't.
Or did she make you? Did she make you think you were a cat person the whole time?
No, I was a cat person since maybe the age of 6. So, and I'm not 6 myself. So,
okay. So, how do you know though that it wasn't because of her you're a cat person, even though you were 6 at the time? And I don't know your girlfriend's age. It's you know, I know you're, but you said 41. But like, how do you know? Like, she didn't like, you know, present this whole thing as like a way to get you to be a cat person.
To say, because now women have multiple ways to seduce you. So, yeah, I think the cat thing was on me. I think she used different weapons. It wasn't about pets. I think it was more about, I don't know, it was more about sexual energy.
Yeah, I have questions. My hands in the air.
Yeah, Jeff.
Yes. I have follow up questions. Tell me more. Yeah. Tell me more about that.
About the sexual energy. It's so in my book, but unfortunately it's in Portuguese. So you have to learn.
I will learn Portuguese. I will learn it right now.
You horny bastard.
That's on Babbel, these days,
right? Yeah. These days with all the tools, with the Deepo and Duolingo and all that, you know, there are no more secrets. So you get to see my sex history.
That's all I wanted.
Quite the tome.
It's 1,000 pages long. What the fuck?
I learned the word cat in Portuguese, and it comes up a lot in this book.
There's a whole chapter about dogs. Like what?
No, that's a terror. That's a terror book.
All right.
When we get rid of a few people, we kind of separate terror and sex. Now, I'm not into BDSM or none of that crap. I think that's for sick people.
All right, Vitor, we ask every guest on our show this question, and Jeremy's not here to defend himself, so we have a very important question to ask you. And who is better? Who is better for your own reasons? Arnold Schwarzenegger or Sylvester Stallone?
Ooh, that's the toughest question ever, guys.
Yep.
That's a very, very tough one.
I just live here.
Shut up, Jeff.
I give you a hint, though.
Shut up, Jeff.
Jesus.
All right.
I think I go for Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I have to go for him, yeah.
All right. And for what reasons?
I think I like more his wording. He's more clever than Sylvester Stallone, and there is more of, I don't know, I think there's more of a man on him than there is on Sylvester Stallone.
You better hope I don't become an assassin.
I've got news for you. You are mine now. You belong to me.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, I will tell you the right answer. I think Sylvester Stallone is a dog owner. That's the only reason.
Yep, he did. Not only that, but he sold his dog.
I can't dispute that.
Jeremy's turning around in his carbonite.
I can see Arnold Schwarzenegger rubbing his pussycat. So,
oh yeah,
he's the sweetest. Yeah,
yeah. I can also see Arnold Schwarzenegger as a pussy. Yes.
Okay.
Maybe he can identify as a pussy. You never know.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, thank you very much, Vitor Vicente, for joining us today on the Vitor Vicente podcast. We hope you've enjoyed it. And where can people find you?
Where can people find me? Well, they can find me on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and X. That's it for now. But hopefully, I'll be available in more platforms like Rumble and a few others.
And could you bombard you
with pictures of dogs?
Could you spell your name for everybody so they can find it?
Of course. It's a V-I-T-O-R. That's my first name. So it's Victor without C. And then it's Vicente, V-I-C-E-N-T-E.
All right. Very good. Well,
that's an awesome name. awesome name.
And then for another week, we have been Michael and Jeffrey Steal Your Podcast.
Yeah, I guess I'm here.
You can go
as long as you don't steal my cat, it's all good.
No, I would I would never dream. I would never dream of taking Hana Cat from you.
Everybody gets to keep their cats.
Everyone gets to keep their cats. And you can find us, go to our website, mjsypod.com. Go to our shop, buy a sticker or a magnet.
J stands for Jeffrey.
Today, yes.
I mean, Jeff. I go by Jeff. Why did I say Jeffrey?
You can find additional content at our Patreon, patreon.com/majizzypod. We have a phone number. It's 903-287-0660. Call the show, leave a voicemail, shoot us a text. Go to our Facebook page. Give us 5 stars on the platform that you're listening to. Go hit up Vitor and give him likes on his YouTube videos.
Can I say something about Vitor?
Shut up, Jeff. He interviews very.
Can I say something about Vitor?
Yeah, of course.
All right. So if you are a dog person and want to get murdered, give Vitor your address.
That's right.
Or get rid of the dog.
Either or.
Then you are safe. Yeah, yeah.
Or talk to his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Vitor, you're gonna have a dog in like 6 months. I swear to God.
People usually say, I'm gonna have a baby. But
okay, no, dog, no, no, yeah. No,
a dog.
It's going to be a dog.
It's still better than a baby that identifies as a dog. That'll be the worst.
Well, that'd be that'd be confusing. But also, babies that, yeah.
And if you're in Provo, Utah during May 1st through May 5th, I'm also going to be there covering the Guinness Book of World Records, most people playing D&D in one place. Where I'm going to be in the Provo Mall, some big old mall in Provo, Utah. I get to go to Utah. So if you're there, I will be there. Yep, Jeff's wife is going to take me to the airport.
I said me, but like,
damn, oh, you're taking me to the airport?
Well, no, she is, but like, I thought, you know,
what, by proxy? Be taking me to the airport?
Michael, please.
What? No, you're not going to do it. You're going to sleep and be sad in your bed.
Right. He wants me to get up at like 4:30 in the morning. Like, fuck that.
Yes, my flight leaves very early. I think that's it. Please, if you like the show, give us 5 stars. Not enough of you are doing that. And go to our Facebook page. Subscribe to everything, bitches. All right. I think that's it.
Bye.
All right, Jeffrey, I love you.
Are we done?
Vito, I love you. All right, bye.
Bye, guys.
Wait, no.
Jeff, say bye.
Don't leave. I miss you. I will.
I'm only leaving you for the cat.
So I'll find you. 'Cause you're my way out. You're my pain relief. 'Cause you're.
I never knew you were such a layered onion, you, I'm Jeff.
Like, no. Yeah, I'm like a Reese's cup.
What, you can eat it any way you want? What, there's no wrong way to eat a Reese's?
Just chocolate and peanut butter. Like, I'm both.
Ah, I see. Well, thank you, Vitor Vicent, for joining us today on the Vitor Vicent podcast. Did you have fun?
Yeah, very much. Yeah, yeah. That was an unusual experience. So I look forward to see the result.
Well, normally you're used to sitting in this chair, but now you've had to sit in that chair. Was that weird?
Not much. I'm flexible. As long as there's no dog owner around, everything is perfect. Yeah.
Wow.
His name's Vitor.
Wow. I mean, you've been petting Hanukkah the whole time, like you're an evil doctor.
Oh yeah, that's my everyday life.
$1 million.
He's always around. You know? He's a COVID cat. You know, when you get a cat during COVID.
Oh yeah,
he's a COVID cat. Yeah, yeah.
I've never heard that expression before. How COVID is it cat. Used?
Yeah, actually, it's not mine. It's from. From a lady.
You found the cat?
It's from Les Mis.
It's an Irish. You adopted an Irish cat?
No, he's actually Hungarian.
Oh,
I live in Hungary.
Meow.
Yeah, he's a...
yeah. I have so You'll many more questions like for you. I have so many more questions for you. Like, I would love to go to Hungary. So
I'm hungry right now. Badum. Wait.
Ask you.
No, that's the wrong button. Hold on. There it is.
Oh, God. Wait for the punchline. Okay. Wait for it and go.
Okay, so you wanna drop?
What is happening? Right? What?
I'm ready.
Okay, so thanks. Thanks for this. And let's make it very official. And thanks very much. I appreciate the chat.
Oh, me too. Yes, thank you so much for letting us steal your podcast.
Yeah, I also will profit from this.
Yep, mostly Jeff, actually.
You're going to buy some Bitcoin?
No, I'm going to buy another cat.
Oh, I think he's got it. Oh, there he is.
Yeah, I'm gone. I'm gone for the wind. I'm just Googling the best place.
You're Googling the best place?
Yeah, for wine. Come on. You know, I have some taste, so I cannot just go there and look at the chicks.
Couldn't you just buy wine?
Is this a part of the bit, or are you prepping for the bit?
That's a secret. Secret confidential. Yeah. Can't tell that. Yeah.
But send what?
Cool.
What?
Thanks. Yeah.
To
Vitrum?
To Vitor?
Oh, is it?
Why do you keep saying? You kept saying Vitrum.
Actually, my grandmother used to call me that way. It's kind of fun.
That is funny.
Yeah, maybe you are my grandmother.
So. I forgot. You at least spelled it. You're like Victor without the C.
Yep.
And I was like, yeah, I don't care. Vitrum.
Yeah, good memory.